USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The White House is reporting they are in negotiations with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Former Trump negotiator Adam Bowler on Fox News Monday morning.
Well, there's nothing wrong with talking. They did release one of our hostages, which I'm very happy about. But you've got to have very serious conditions if we're going to talk. Let me give some examples. We can't have Al-Qaeda sitting there attacking and preparing to attack U.S. cities if we're also talking to them about humanitarian aid. So there needs to be a tit-for-tat.
Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital of Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called a Saturday explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist attack masterminded by the Ukrainian Special Services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. A Texas teenager is literally fighting for his life, according to his attorney, after being shot by a San Antonio police officer identified as James Brennan. The 17-year-old was shot while inside his car at a McDonald's parking lot. Reports indicate the officer misidentified the car as one wanted from a previous crime. The officer has since been fired. Another interest rate increase is in the sights of the inflation-fighting Federal Reserve. Investors, after the September payrolls report, were pricing in a more hawkish outlook for the Fed's likely rate increase in November. The CME FedWatch tool showed an 82.3% probability of a 75 basis point increase. Monday Night Football tonight has the Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today is Columbus Day, and yes, it is a federal holiday. Also, some Americans celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day to honor Native Americans. The United Nations Security Council is considering the immediate activation of foreign troops to help free Haiti from the grips of gangs that have caused a scarcity of fuel, water, and other basic supplies. According to a letter UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres submitted to the Council on Sunday, such a force would remove the threat posed by armed gangs. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. A prisoner swap is front and center between the United States and Russia.
A former U.S. diplomat is cautiously optimistic about the release of 2 American hostages in Russia.
I think it's going to be a 2-for-2.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said the swap will be for WNBA star Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We're less than a month away from the midterm elections. Be sure you're registered to vote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.